With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Reaction is coming in after Colorado's Supreme Court ruled that Donald Trump should be disqualified from the state's primary election. The court cited the insurrection clause in the U.S. Constitution. A Trump campaign spokesman promised a swift appeal. And on KMGH Denver 7, Colorado Republican Party Chairman Dave Williams predicted that the Supreme Court will reverse the ruling.
Donald Trump is a qualified candidate for the presidency, and he has every right to be voted on. And more importantly, all voters have a right to choose him if they want. We are going to appeal this to the United States Supreme Court. And I think what you're going to find is that once again, the Colorado Supreme Court is going to be overruled when we get to the highest court in the land.
President Biden is also commenting on the issue. He told reporters today that it's self-evident that Trump is an insurrectionist for trying to overturn his 2020 election loss, but the president stopped short of commenting on the specifics of the legal case. Also at SRNnews.com, a powerful earthquake has left many homeless in the frigid mountains of northwest China.
Earthquake survivors in Dahidya mill around after spending a freezing night in tent shelters, retrieving some belongings with his wife from the ruins of their home built 6 years ago in Yanghua village. Hang Zongmin says, "Look at this. My house turned into this overnight. Houses caved in and crumbled in the Monday night earthquake that killed over 130 people and injured more than 900 others. Most of the casualties were in Gansu province and the rest in the neighboring province of Tinhai." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. has freed a close ally of Venezuela's president in exchange for the release of 10 imprisoned Americans. This is SRN News. America's young people are big users of social media.
93% of kids between the ages of 13 and 17 are on YouTube regularly. 67% use TikTok, and about two-thirds are on Snapchat. Pro-family groups and clergymen say these numbers are the exact reason why lawmakers and regulators need to do more to protect young people from dangerous content. Critics say social media is a kind of Wild West environment these days, full of pornography and sex traffickers, and kids have very little protection. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christmas will be a more difficult time for the congregation of Victory Outreach Church in Pomona, California. The building was destroyed in a massive fire over the past weekend, just hours before a celebration that was set to include a Christmas play and a toy giveaway. A spokesman tells KABC Television that firefighters did all they could to save the church, but the roof started to collapse and the fire expanded. This is SRN News. Estimates released by the Census Bureau show the U.S. population has grown for the second year in a row.
The increase of 1.6 million people is due to immigration and a drop in the number of deaths from the depths of the COVID-19 pandemic. More than two-thirds of the uptick came from international migration, bringing the nation's population total to 334.9 million people. After immigration declined in the latter half of last decade and dropped even lower amid pandemic restrictions at the start of this decade, the number of immigrants last year bounced back to almost 1 million people. Demographers say the U.S. population is projected to decline without immigration, since deaths will be outpacing births by the late 2030s. Norman Hall, Washington.
Americans are feeling a bit more confident. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index rose for the second straight month. More details at SRNnews.com.